When you think of a fake ID, you might at first think of kids trying to buy beer. But state officials say it's also related to other problems, like human trafficking or people working in Kansas who aren't legally allowed to work. Dean Reynoldson is director of the Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control, which investigates ID fraud. Kansas has not had problems in recent years with counterfeit licenses, and Reynoldson says they want to keep it that way.
The counterfeiters gravitate toward weak link states, those states that have lower level security features on their cards. So this is an effort to stay ahead of them so that they continue to try to counterfeit other states rather than Kansas.
The improvements will more than double the state's cost for a license, from about $2 to $5. But officials say the current driver's license fees will cover the cost. This is the first update of the Kansas license since 2004. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.